This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. And hello, everyone. Water is still the story in Iowa. Heavy flooding has begun to flood into buildings on the University of Iowa campus. The nearby Iowa River has apparently crested, and it should start to fall back soon. NPR's Martin Costi is in Iowa City.
I'm standing on the Burlington Street Bridge in Iowa City. It's one of the last bridges still open to traffic. And directly below the bridge deck is a raging river that no one here in Iowa City recognizes. There are rapids on this river, but I don't think they've ever seen quite this much water coming through the University of Iowa campus.
NPR's Martin Costi in Iowa City. Officials in southern China are dealing with tremendous flooding. At least 57 people have died in heavy flooding and storms that are spread across 9 provinces. More than 1 million people are out of their homes. One of the affected provinces? Yes, Sichuan, the same region where last month's deadly earthquake killed nearly 70,000 people. The state-run Chinese media says flooding losses have already reached $1.5 billion. European foreign ministers are gathering in Luxembourg to discuss next steps for the European Union's governing treaty. Last week, voters in Ireland rejected the treaty. Reporter Frank Browning says, despite that vote, EU leaders are continuing to work on it.
EU President José Manuel Barroso maintained throughout the weekend, along with leaders of Germany and France, that the so-called Lisbon Treaty is not dead, with all of them urging other governments to continue ratifying the treaty. Ireland alone was allowed to put the treaty to a general vote. However, a number of European leaders are talking about going ahead with the Lisbon Treaty, including its provisions to install a president and foreign policy chief next January without Ireland if necessary. Since all EU members are required to ratify major treaties, that could, in effect, leave Ireland out of Europe's central governing body and essentially out of Europe, a move that Britain has called unacceptable.
Frank Browning reporting. The largest insurance company in the world has a new leader. AIG has removed its chief executive officer, Mark Sullivan, and replaced him with AIG's current chairman, Robert Willemstad. Willemstad is also the former CEO of Citigroup. Sullivan was ousted after AIG reported 2 quarters of record losses, stemming from the plunging mortgage and credit markets. Share prices in AIG have dropped more than 50% in the past 12 months. And it's a sudden death in professional golf. Tiger Woods, who's recovering from knee surgery, faces Rocco Mediate for the championship at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament in San Diego today. Tiger's no stranger to playoffs, but not at the U.S. Open.
I've never been in this situation before, playing for the U.S. Open in a playoff, so I'm looking forward to it. After the start I got off to today, it looked like I could have played myself right out of the tournament, but still got a chance going in tomorrow.
Tiger's aiming for his 14th major title. Rocco Mediate is aiming for his first. Mike Pesca talks to our own Bill Wolf later this hour about Tiger's chances. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.
What do you think, Corva? That kid's got a future in this game? That Tiger kid?
He's younger than me, so I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Well, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Oh, it's awful.
He's just so good.
And he's so cute.
Wow. No comment.